Hi, my name is Jane Cregan. I am a music therapist and the director of professional programs for the American Music Therapy Association. I receive many phone calls about music therapy as a career, and I want to give you some information about the education needed to become a music therapist. Let's listen to a phone conversation with someone calling in asking about the education requirements to become a music therapist. Hello, this is Jane Cregan.
Hi. I'm thinking about becoming a music therapist. I met a friend who is in music therapy, and I was wondering, do you have to have a college degree to be a music therapist?
Yes. The music therapy degree is a 4-year bachelor's degree in music, and it's divided into 3 parts: the music foundations, the clinical foundations, and the music therapy foundations. The curriculum includes coursework in music, music therapy, biology, psychology, social and behavioral sciences, and general studies.
Those sound like very interesting courses. Is there any clinical work involved?
Yes. Clinical skills are developed throughout the 4 years of coursework with 1,200 hours of required field work, including an internship in either a healthcare or education facility. These experiences allow students to learn how to assess the needs of the client, develop and implement treatment plans, and evaluate and document progress. So these skills are developed side by side with the coursework.
Wow, that sounds really neat. Well, where can I haven't found colleges around my area that offer the degree. Where can I get the degree?
The music therapy bachelor's degree is offered only at AMTA approved colleges and universities. If you click on the link below, you'll see a list of 74 schools across the United States that offer the music therapy degree.
So then once I finish the degree and the clinical work, then how do I become a music therapist? Do I just start, or what happens next?
Well, once you complete the bachelor's degree or its equivalent, then you would be eligible to sit for the National Certification Exam, which is administered by the Certification Board for Music Therapists, which is a separate organization from us. Once you complete the exam and pass it successfully, then you get the credential MTBC, which stands for Music Therapist Board Certified. This credential is necessary for professional practice.
Oh, and then I've always been interested maybe in getting my master's and maybe my doctorate. Are there programs in music therapy?
Yes, in addition to the bachelor's degree, there are master's and doctoral degree programs in music therapy. The graduate programs in music therapy offer the opportunity to gain in-depth knowledge and competence in clinical skills and also to do research. And they also allow a person to teach music therapy courses in college degree programs. Mm-hmm. If you click on the link below, you'll see a list of the graduate degree programs in music therapy.
Oh, good. And then my aunt already has a degree, a bachelor's degree in music, and mm-hmm. she is actually the person who kind of talked to me about music therapy. And so if she wanted to go back, she already has her bachelor's degree in music, what would she do?
Well, your aunt would have a couple of options. With a bachelor's degree in music, one option she has is to do a certificate program that we call a music therapy equivalency. In this program, an individual will take only the courses necessary in order to complete what would be the equivalent of the bachelor's degree in music therapy, but they don't have to do another entire degree. Individuals with degrees in related fields may also be candidates for the certificate program, but for more information on that, they would need to contact individual degree programs.
Oh, okay. And then she's kind of interested in maybe in getting her master's. Could she sort of get the equivalency? I mean, can you combine that and get a master's?
Yes, that's the other option your aunt would have. She could do the combined equivalency master's together. In this option, she would complete the equivalency and then move right into the master's courses. The combined equivalency master's typically is a 60-credit master's and takes approximately 3 years to complete.
Oh, okay. That sounds workable. Is there some information that I could get, some written information that sort of combines everything that you have told me here today?
Sure. We have quite a bit of written information that is available to you. You can click on the following links for the Music Therapy Career Brochure, a list of the AMTA-approved universities offering bachelor's and graduate degree programs in music therapy, specific information about the curriculum in music therapy, AMTA Professional Competencies, which is a document that lists the knowledge and skills that one would have upon completion of the bachelor's degree or its equivalent, the AMTA website, and the Certification Board for Music Therapists website.
Well, I really appreciate your talking to me today. I'm. It sounds like something that I might want to do. What do you think? You're a music therapist. Do you think that it might be something that I would enjoy doing if I love music and I'm interested in working with individuals with special needs?
Yes, music therapy is an exciting and rewarding healthcare profession. I've really enjoyed being a music therapist all these years, and this profession continues to grow. So I think if you are a musician and you are interested in working with people, this might be the career for you. I would be happy to speak with you and answer any further questions you have. And you can always contact me at 301-589-3300, extension 104, or by email at cregan@musictherapy.org.
And how do you spell your last name?
C-R-E-A-G-A-N.
Okay. cregan@musictherapy.org. Okay. Thanks so much. I appreciate you taking time.
It's been my pleasure.